All right, as you all know, today is Juneteenth.
The story of Juneteenth starts on June 19, 1865. 2.5 years after the Emancipation Act ended slavery in Confederate states. Major General Gordon Granger and Union soldiers delivered the news that slavery had ended to 250,000 people who were still enslaved in Texas. Black Americans celebrated. Freedom brought huge progress in the years after the war. Literacy rates jumped 70% in the subsequent 40 years, and 22 Black Americans were elected to federal government.
This marks the day when the last slaves in America figured out that they were free and they were able to go about their life. They were no longer living under oppression and they had a new start on life.
Juneteenth is not a black thing.
Right.
It ain't a white thing. It ain't a Texas thing.
Right.
But it began in Texas back in 1865 when a General Gordon Granger made his way to Galveston with maybe 7,000 colored troops. And the enslaved in Galveston had been waiting and waiting. They'd have watch night services at their church, waiting for freedom. Finally came June 19, 1865, when he read General Order Number 3, and then he nailed it to the door of what's now Reedy Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. And when those people came in from their labor and somebody read that to them, we started celebrating, and we've been celebrating ever since.
Wow.
And as I was thinking about this holiday from a spiritual perspective, the Spirit began to minister to me and talk to me about my own personal life and my own journey, because so many people today don't realize that they're still slaves. You have a lot of people who are trapped in these marriages. You got people who are trapped on corporate plantations, and they don't realize that they really are slaves. So when you begin to be free and you get those freedom papers, you're no longer in these institutions. You're no longer under bondage, under slavery, having somebody tell you what to do, what to wear, when to eat, when to exercise, when to do whatever, constantly controlling and watching you, listening to you, spying on you. And you're able to just do your own thing. That's a day of jubilation. That's a day when you're able to be able to say, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm a free person. I have free will, and I can go out. I can explore the world. I can do whatever I want to do. And it's such a type of liberation that you can't even really fathom. Because when you're going through these types of situations, you just deal with it. You do what you have to do. You kind of talk to yourself and you say, well, this is just how life is. But then when you realize that life doesn't have to be this way, life can be anything that you make it. It's almost like you enter a whole new world. I remember talking to one of the Golden Race members and I was telling him, I said, it's almost like I'm in a whole new reality. Like the grass is greener. The trees are more vibrant. The sky is bluer. All simply because I've been set free. And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. But at the age of 21, when I committed my life to a marriage institution, I literally was going into a role of servitude where I was putting myself with somebody who was extremely controlling, extremely manipulative, and extremely nosy, and was literally watching my every move. And living like that for so long, it sucks the life out of you. So you have to imagine how your ancestors felt, knowing that I'm born a slave, I'm gonna die a slave. They never had freedom, not when they were young, and not until that date when they were set free. So those people who live through that kind of bondage, just to be able to know that I'm free, I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to ask for permission. I don't need a pass to go somewhere. I don't have to keep checking in. I don't have to worry about somebody constantly aggravating me whenever I'm doing something. That is just so liberating. So today, I want all of you to reflect on what your ancestors went through, most definitely, but also look at your own personal life and do some soul searching and look at the institutions that you put yourself in, whether it was a religious institution, a job that you committed yourself to, a marital relationship, whatever it may be. And if you're not free today, begin to dream about being free. What would it look like? How will I feel? What will I do? Where will I go with all this freedom? Because with freedom, you still have to be able to plan things out. When those people were set free and they're told you're free, okay, they got to learn how to read. They got to learn how to write. They got to learn how to navigate. They got to figure out, okay, how am I going to get land? Where am I going to live at? What am I going to do with myself? Because I'm no longer a slave. So I don't have anybody there taking care of me and doing things for me. So with great power comes great responsibility. And that's what you have to realize as well. When you're free from these corporations and you start your own business, then there's a lot of responsibility, but it's rewarding because now you make the choices. You're in the driver's seat. You no longer have to depend on anybody else for anything. And that's what today is all about. A small ritual that I recommend everybody do. Get you a white candle. If you got pictures of your ancestors, you can put some of those pictures around that candle. Spend some time just in meditation. Talk with your ancestors, commune with them. And then if you got some ancestral money, burn that money for them as an offering unto those spirits. And just thank them for their sacrifice and what they went through. And ask for their spiritual guidance so that you too can be set free and have your freedom papers and be able to live your life and do what you want to do, because you only got one life. You will never experience this again. Not in this form, maybe not even the same gender if you do end up reincarnating. So you want to enjoy the time that you have left, be able to live it to the best of your ability and be set free.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.